Yes, guilty movie pleasure fans, do we have a treat for you today. Because slightly average meets big meets bigger when we talk about The Rock and Rampage!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Guilty Movie Pleasure.
I'm not even going to dance. I'm just going to flex the entire show.
As you should. Look at those guns.
Look at the slightly average guns.
Sun's out, man.
Ooh, God, I'm going to be sweating the whole show, too. I just sweat in the pits.
Well, that's where everyone sweats.
Yep.
In the pits.
Hey, you know, there are these t-shirts that I'm not going to say their name because I'm going to try and get them to give me free shirts first.
Nice.
And then I'll shout them out on here.
Nice.
They're like $25 each, but they have like sweat pads built in.
Oh, I was waiting for the explanation of the shirt. I thought you were just like telling me about the free shit you might get. And I was like, nice.
That's what you cool. get when you get 12 avid followers on your podcast.
I pay for all my stuff.
Yo, if it keeps going, I'll throw some your way.
I appreciate you.
I'll throw some sweat t-shirts.
Thank you.
Your
I only
way.
Have three shirts, so.
Anyways, yes, I'm very excited about today. Hey, if you haven't joined us before, I'm your host at The Ben Begley. That's not my name. That's my Twitter handle. My name is Ben Begley. Mm-hmm. You can find me at The Ben Begley on Twitter and Instagram. And with me, as always, is the much funnier, much more low-key cool guy, Jesse McIntosh.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at The Low-Key Cool Guy. I should have. That should have been it.
But
at Too Much Jesse.
L-O-K-I.
Oh, sure.
The Loki cool guy?
The Loki cool guy?
For Avengers coming up?
For puns.
That too.
Not for Avengers,
where
for
can
puns.
They find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Too Much Jesse.
Yeah. And you can find us at Guilty Movie Guys, where, as we've said before, one tweet can sway a show. You know,
you can
vote. All it takes is one vote. Your vote matters on Guilty Movie Pleasures.
This is the only place in the world
this is the only
where
place
your vote matters.
Where your vote matters. Especially if you live in California, your vote actually matters here.
That's right.
Here.
Take advantage of that.
So if you're wondering right now why I have a PlayStation 2 game in front of me, it includes 20 arcade games! Exclamation mark, point. Midway Arcade Treasures Volume 2, including, but not limited to, Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat 3, Gauntlet, Narc, and of course, Pit Fighter's awesome.
Wait, can
too.
I just say,
Primal Rage.
Before you continue, fuck Mortal Kombat 2.
How dare you? That's my favorite.
Why is it only Mortal Kombat and Mortal Kombat 3?
It's Mortal Kombat 2 and Mortal Kombat 3.
Oh, I
not
heard
the first one.
Okay, so yeah, fuck that one.
Because the first
one
I think was teamed up with a different company. I don't remember
good.
Why.
Yeah, get him out of
but,
here.
But, dude, this has Rampage World Tour on it.
The World
which
Tour?
You've never played
I've
it.
I've never played it.
All right, so Rampage was an arcade game in the 80s where your entire goal was just, this is where some like super video game nerds are pissed about. I saw a few tweets that were like, hey, you didn't follow the video game, bro. I'm not going to go see your movie. In the original Rampage, it's humans that get turned into giant monsters, then eat other humans and smash cars and destroy cities. And then when they get wounded, they turn back into humans when they die. And then they regrow to monsters again. If anyone's mad that that's what the movie isn't.
That doesn't sound like a movie.
That sounds terrible. No, it's barely a game.
I wouldn't see that.
When you play the game, especially the first one, and even World Tour, there's a loose story, but basically your goal is just destroy everything in sight. Oh, I forgot. We're also maybe not going to swear as much this week, because remember the explicit
thing. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think we have yet.
I don't remember.
Whatever.
Yeah. Boop.
F it. I don't think we have.
Nice.
So I'm going to try to not swear as much.
Well,
but anyways, your basic goal is just to literally destroy. Let's show it. Here, before we even get into the movie, I got a clip of it. This is Rampage. This is the 1980s version of it, the arcade game. You're just a gorilla, what looks like a lizard that turns into a crocodile in the movie, and a wolf. You just climb up these buildings. You punch. Oh, this is how you get the building. Oh, the lizard screwed it up. How you get the building to go down faster is if you, there you go, you stand on top of it and punch it from the top, because that makes sense.
That's how you get rid of buildings.
You would think you'd punch it from the bottom and it would tip over, but no, you go and punch it from the top. And then, I don't know if you've seen it yet, yeah, the wolf just ate a person. Yep, the wolf just, oh, gorilla, get that person.
Oh, and now there's
hold
a
hold on,
again.
Yep, they just ate a person. Every once in a while, somebody will pop up in the window and you can eat him. And then there's certain things that you eat and it, like, makes you gag and barf. But anyway, so this is this version. I think I have another version real quick. The 3D one that they did for PlayStation Network. This entire show is just going to be showing video game footage.
Nice. Not just Rampage video game footage. Just, but
hey, we're going to do a playthrough.
Mortal Kombat 2.
It's fine. We'll show it later. It doesn't matter. Anyways, so This is the first movie, the second movie we've done that is in theaters currently.
Yeah, we should also say, it goes without saying, because we're talking about the movie, but spoiler alert.
From pretty much the get-go.
Yeah.
It should also go without saying, if you've seen the second trailer, pretty much the entire movie's spoiled already.
Right.
Spoiler alert!
Like, literally, you watch trailer 2, which we will show you in a little bit here.
I will say the Rampage trailer 2 is like the Mortal Kombat 2 of trailers, right? We can agree on that. I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means.
But this is the first time that Jesse and I saw any of these movies together.
Yeah.
We went to the movies, Cinemark XD, yesterday.
We demanded. We demanded that no one else be in the theater because we wanted it to be our experience. We
didn't want to share people.
It. Yeah.
Because let's just say when we bought the ticket, there was nobody. And we show up and these two sons of bees were in there.
Clowns.
Look at those guys. I think that one guy snuck in.
No doubt.
Why you?
Although there was a doorman.
There was a doorman.
A bouncer.
It was a classy theater.
Yeah, he's bouncing.
I would recommend seeing this movie on the biggest screen with the loudest sound possible because it's bananas.
Try and see it live if you can.
If you can see the live performance of it. So Jesse, what did you? I knew a lot about this going into it because I had seen trailer number 2 about 14 times, so I pretty much knew everything I was getting into. And I was super pumped because I'm a huge Dwayne The Rock Johnson fan, as we know with Jumanji.
Right.
And pretty much everything, like we talked about with Jumanji, pretty much everything he's done aside from Baywatch, even though he was still fun in Baywatch, I pretty much love everything he's in. He always brings a charm and a charisma, and even that trailer for Skyscraper that looks like Die Hard meets The Towering Inferno meets Ridiculous. I cannot wait. We have to do that on here, too.
It looks like a lot of fun.
So what did you? So my expectations were here, and it still met all of them for what it is. Mm-hmm. What was your thoughts?
I didn't have any expectations because, as you said, I'd never played the arcade game.
And like I said, you didn't miss
it. It didn't correlate, really. The characters were all there.
But way different.
I guess. But yeah, I never played the video game, and I hadn't really seen a full trailer. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like locked in when the trailer was on TV. So what I texted you before we saw it is like, all I know is The Rock and a gorilla. Do I need to know anything else? And you're like, no. And you don't. So I didn't have any expectations going in, and it was just a ton of fun. There was a lot of things we like audibly laughed at that weren't meant to be comedic.
There were,
but you know, it is what it is. It's a movie based on an arcade game,
which
for me it's
perfect for the show because it feels like a big budget reboot 90s movie. Like it follows all the beats. It's almost the exact same movie as San Andreas. It's just now instead of The Rock fighting a earthquake, he's fighting these three monsters.
Yeah, I don't recommend fighting earthquakes.
San Andreas was a blast, though. That movie was super fun, too.
Sure.
Let's play. Okay, so this is the PS2 version. This is the one I have here. This is where the graphics get a little bit more sophisticated. So let's see what World Tour looks like.
We'll see.
Whoa!
Oh, with audio.
Right?
Oh, he's doing flips.
Look at this. See, you can jump up in the air and you can spin.
Oh, so there is a helicopter in this one.
That guy is terrible. Oh, Total Destruction. Sorry.
Get it right.
This is the third one after World Tour. My bad. See, so look, you can do more things here. They're destroying Vegas. You can punch the middle of the building. He really wants that Dave and Buster's coin or whatever he just ate. I love when there's videos on here and they're terrible at the game where you're like, man, if you see, there you go. You hit it from the top. And it just crushes the whole.
Police are overmatched right now. They came and they've done nothing.
They're like, oh man, we really should have.
I hope they're responding to something else. They're responding to like a break-in in a different building.
A domestic disturbance. A loud television noise. See, you don't want to get that radioactive thing because it'll make you puke. So see, this player knows what's up. Anyways, this goes on forever, and it's super fun. I want to see them shrink down to humans, but oh yeah, throw that car! Yeah, you throw that car! See, you just ate something. I don't know what it was.
He's hungry.
But this right here is pretty much what the last 30 to 40 minutes of this movie becomes. And it's awesome. So anyways, we could just play this and just comment the whole time. I'm kidding. So you had fun. You had a good time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And like you said, like you just said, especially the last 30 minutes where...
it goes on forever, but the
fight
the
sequences
way.
are pretty outstanding, I would say.
And I mentioned this in the theater when we were done. The thing this movie succeeds at really well is shooting the action scenes to look like they're very fluid one take. Mm-hmm. Like the monsters will come barreling in, and usually something like a Transformers movie or anything heavily CGI, they try and mask bad CGI or mediocre CGI by just cut, so you can't really see what's going on.
Or just flying past it.
Yeah, this was like... Nope, we're going to show you these three creatures, for better or worse, beating the crap out of... And for me, for the most part, the CGI looked really good.
Yeah.
George looked, like, awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know if George was ever a real gorilla at some point in the movie. I don't think albino gorillas exist in real life.
I don't think so.
But he looked real, in the beginning specifically.
Yeah.
It was like Rise of the Planet of the Apes worthy, like... That kind of stuff, you know, Caesar and Andy Serkis style.
Yeah.
And the guy who does the motion capture for it, the movements of George were very believable. I got to look his name up because he responded to on Twitter. Oh, damn it. Here, talk about something.
Okay.
I'll find it.
The movie. The movie Rampage. No.
Jason Lyles. Jason Lyles. At the Jason Lyles is the guy who plays George, and he does an awesome job. Like, I don't know, how fun would that be to be a motion capture actor and just get to go in and like study the movements of animals and
it would be a lot of fun to be a gorilla. It would not be that much fun to be the crocodile or whatever that one was.
I think that was just full CG. I love Jason Lyles. His Twitter, it says George in Rampage, Nerd Chef Gorilla. And then he has the emojis that correspond to all those.
Oh, so he's a fully appropriate bio.
That's awesome.
Yeah. How many followers did I looked him up?
He
the
only
other
has
day.
247 followers.
I know, very strange.
Guys, follow Jason Lyles. He's friggin' George. He's awesome.
He's not even verified.
Come on, I'm not even verified.
Yeah, but he was.
Let's boost George. Jason Lyles and tell him Guilty Movie Pleasure sent you. Tell him we sent you.
Yeah.
But anyway, so let's get into the plot in under 3 minutes, and then we're gonna show some funny clips. My favorite is the Japanese trailer.
Okay.
It's just yelling.
This is gonna be new to me.
This is awesome. So let's do the plot in under 3 minutes. See if we can remember it, because that's the fun thing about going to the movies. We don't write notes.
Nope.
And I don't bother to write them after either. We're just going to wing it. We saw it yesterday, so we should.
Should be fresh.
Should be.
Should be fresh, but you never know.
All right, are you ready in the booth, Steve? All right, so we start off and we're set up with the Rock is in the jungle, you think, but it's actually the San Diego Nature Preserve. He's leading a group of three young naturists.
Sure.
And they're going to see these normal gorillas, and the one's getting kind of feisty because his family was killed by, not feisty, like pissed, because his family were killed by poachers. Effed up, if you ask me. And then, George comes out, and he's this giant albino gorilla, the last of his kind. He scares the crap out of the one dude you've seen in the trailer, Dennis Quaid's son, I forget his name. He, like, basically pees himself, and then they go and they set up this awesome fun bond between George and the Rock.
Right, so that sets up the Rock and everything that's happening on Earth. But what actually kicks the movie off is they're in space and they're doing the experiments, and
there's this crazy rat.
Crazy rat is
awesome sequence.
Killed everyone, and the woman who's trying to escape is told that she has to go back and get the samples, and so she does, and she gets to the pod.
Because they won't let the escape hatch.
Yeah, they won't let her get in. The rat scrapes the window of the escape pod, and she shoots back into Earth, and as she's doing it, the window breaks and she explodes, and the samples go back down to Earth, and the gas is released.
Yeah.
And a couple different animals consume the gas.
So that's what we find out after that happens in the Rock's intro with George. And then we have where George gets blasted by the gas. We find out in South Carolina in a swamp, a crocodile or an alligator. Yep. Crocodile? Alligator?
Looks like a crocodile.
Sure. And then a wolf somewhere else. Sure. So these three creatures get blasted with it and...
So then we meet the villains who have put this together and are doing the experiments, and they're like, we gotta get these back. And so they send this army guy, the mercenary guy, to get the wolf, and the wolf destroys all of them. Crap. Okay.
And then the crocodile's just kind of looming about the whole time. George keeps getting bigger. Jeffrey Dean Morgan's character comes in. He's a guy from the other government agency, the OGA. He comes in. They sedate George because George breaks out of the zoo.
We meet the scientist who made the samples.
Yeah, yeah. And George breaks out of the zoo. He's getting pissed. The scientist who makes the samples, who trying to save her brother. She then, her and the Rock go with Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and then the Malin Ackerman and her brother turn on the this signal to bring them all to Chicago because they're going to try and I forget why.
Unclear. But so then George like destroys the plane because everyone's trying to get to Chicago because they're hearing the sound, and so
so many people get killed in the plane thing.
Yeah, the plane goes down. They escape with parachutes. George isn't harmed at all. He and the wolf are headed towards the Chicago. The army gets involved, yeah. and the army gets
again annihilated by these creatures. Oh god, boy. Okay. So then we're in Chicago, and the Rock shows up, and they go and they get the cure, and they realize that the cure doesn't actually shrink them back, but it just conveniently takes away their aggressive qualities. So they give it to George by giving it to Malin Ackerman in her purse and then pushing her to George, and George throws her up and eats her, consumes the antidote, and then they go, and then it's this awesome blah, 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 crashing, and then the Rock and George, and then the crocodile kills the wolf, and then they kill the crocodile, and everybody's happy!
Boom. Boom.
Okay. Let's just get it out of the way. The only part of this movie that drove me insane.
And before you say anything, I will say, if you weight the amount of cool stuff versus this one particular thing,
it doesn't matter.
It weighs heavily towards this one particular thing because he was so bad.
So bad.
He was the worst.
Because even Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who's basically just being a kind of nicer Negan from Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Like, he's basically doing the whole, I'm a swaggery southern boy who's gonna say things like, when science shits the bed, I'm the one who comes in and cleans the sheets.
When science craps the bed.
That's all right. We can say it once.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, like, is deeply reclined into this character. he's very, very character.
Super relaxed the whole time.
It seems as real as can be compared to the brother villain who... It is a mystery to me.
I need to look him up because I feel so bad. You know, you and I are fellow actors, and yes. I don't want to... I feel bad bashing somebody. Maybe it was the direction or something, but he's just given this, like... I'm looking him up now. He's given this sniveling role. Malin Ackerman's fine. I usually... She's hit or miss for me. She's either great... Like, she was really good in The Heartbreak Kid, which everyone hated, and I thought she was hilarious in. But... She can be a little flat sometimes in roles like this, and she's given like this weird like mustache twirly bad guy role that I guess fits in the world, but their performances don't fit. It's very strange. I'm trying to find this guy real quick. Here we go.
So he just does a bunch of stuff like when
it's so annoying.
And he does it when he's not speaking. So like they get good news and he gives like this very unnecessary fist pump and gives us a big yes. It just takes you out of what's happening. And he did it multiple times.
Here's the thing. Maybe it's just this performance because he's been an obvious child. He was in Carol with, Kate Blanchett. He was in, he's been on Girls for 12 episodes. He was in Miss Sloan with Jessica Chastain. He was in Their Finest. So maybe we should give Jake Lacy a little bit of a break.
Sure.
And just maybe he was directed to be goofier in this movie. But man, whoever's at fault, his character is so annoying.
It was just, and the problem is, it was just different from everything else that was happening, really.
Yeah, I feel like everybody else, even if they're goofy, they're still taking things, like, that's what's so fun is that there's like this level of deadpan humor in it. Like the Rock is very deadpan in a great way. Like you see in the trailer, he goes, "Of course the wolf flies." You know, it's not like he's like, "Of course the wolf." That's if the brother did it, he'd be like, "Of course the wolf flies." Yes.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Not exactly that, but it's like really annoying.
You've honed your impression.
I have. What can I say?
Yeah.
Can we talk about how awesome The Rock and George is in this movie? Because that's what grounded this movie for me. If it was just like some of the angry video game nerds and I'm a video game nerd, so I'm allowed to say that.
You're just not an angry one.
I'm just, sometimes. I'm
very happy.
But I get angry at the Resident Evil movies, even though I love them, I get real angry. I'm like, Alice isn't in the games! Come on!
Sure.
None of this makes sense! Just do the games! But this, if they did the game, it would have been terrible. Like, imagine if The Rock got infected and then became... that's what somebody said on Twitter, that the fix for this movie would have been The Rock gets infected and teams up with George. And I'm like, that would have been terrible, in my opinion.
It would have been awful.
I actually love... I love the relationship between The Rock and George. They set them up so well, very briefly. It's like a five-minute scene.
Yeah.
But the humor, George... has clearly been taught the middle finger by Dwayne Johnson, and he keeps giving it to him, and it gets just like a dad who, like, when I'm pretty sure my daughter has said "shit" because she hears me say it. I'm pretty sure she said it.
And she listens to the pod.
I'm like, she listens to the podcast. Yeah. But so it's like they immediately endear George to you, and it's a little hard to forgive the amount of people he murders throughout the movie, because he full on, there's no way.
Yeah,
we'll get into that.
Yeah,
for sure,
it's
scene
tough
by scene.
It is, but you're right. They do set up the relationship, and that is our through line throughout the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is Dwayne The Rock Johnson basically trying to preserve the humanity of this?
Yeah,
I mean, that's the wrong word because he's not a human, but like,
it's very King Kong-ish.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
hey,
for sure.
You know, King Kong didn't ask for this,
right?
You know,
and he knows like the true nature of this animal, and he knows that this is not who this animal
Absolutely.
Is. So he's basically trying to save George before George can't be saved anymore.
It's kind of like in the Wolverine run, Enemy of the State, where he gets I forget if he's poisoned or he's brainwashed by the hand. And I'm going full nerd right now.
Yeah, I don't know this.
But
I know the Will Smith movie.
He goes nuts and kills a bunch of S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. And then later on, he has to deal with like the guilt of that. And Wolverine, that's happened to him a bunch of times, where he's been turned into a weapon. And then I've always found that really hard in the comics, where they're just like, we forgive you. Like, you want... But then they eventually come back to it. And that's kind of like in this, where it's like, it's not George's fault what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But man, he wrecks some things. But it's also awesome when he does wreck things. So you're just going, moral stuff aside, this is fun, you know?
Right, like, right.
This isn't Superman destroying all of Metropolis, where you're like, hey, this is... He's an animal.
Well,
it's
and there's
fine.
Also, like, there were a couple of times where I was like, those people didn't need to be there. Like, they did the whole thing where the... Like in the last action sequence, when the animals are converging on Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and the military guy... unclear what branch of the military he was.
The one general?
The one general who was in charge of all attacks on U.S. soil
yeah.
was like, all right, we have to evacuate Chicago. And then we see the gator coming in, or the crocodile, and he just like upends a ferry. It's like, why were these people just like chilling on a ferry?
Well, they didn't have time.
What were they doing there?
Oh man, but that's
like
that's,
just going on a sightseeing tour while animals are converging.
That
like,
shot is so awesome though, because it looks the CGI is great. Where
yeah.
like just all of a sudden this ferry just gets toppled over, and all these people are like, ah, and you're like, God. If you start thinking of the amount of life lost in this movie, you might get bummed out.
It's immense,
but you're not supposed to. It's like a 90s action
right.
film. You know, think about all the car chases in action films, where, or like in Bad Boys 2, the car chase in that, where you're like, how many people died while they were chasing these criminals?
Where they threw the cars out of the back of the truck?
Yeah. Or threw the dead bodies
out of
the... That's
where they were, the dead bodies, yeah.
There's a few car chase scenes.
Yeah.
Let's do something fun. Let's play the trailer, and we're going to do a little commentary over it. This is heavy spoilers. We kind of already did. But we'll play trailer number 2. This basically shows you the entire movie, but we're going to show it anyways.
He was 2 years old.
So, come on. Look at these.
He's not just
George
friend.
Is the man. I want my own George.
Don't move a muscle.
Yeah.
Like,
you need a bigger yard, I think.
Don't move!
Yeah, this is the part where he basically pees his pants. This is our intro to George. And and no matter how many times I've seen this trailer, I still really enjoyed this scene.
It's a fun scene.
He cried.
He can get up now.
And check your diaper. Come on.
I still love it. You're like, all right, and then, ooh. Yep, that pretty much happens next.
Yep.
And then, this is
and
pretty
now
much chronological.
He, we missed this part where he killed the grizzly bear.
Oh, yeah,
George
yeah.
killed the grizzly bear.
He's considerably bigger.
Yeah, and he grows twice the size in, like, a matter of hours.
Yeah, he also was scarred by that grizzly bear for a while and then regenerated from bullets
then,
immediately.
As it went, as the...
Oh,
the
got
serum got stronger, he was able to regenerate faster. They sort of said that. Oh, that scene where he breaks out of the zoo is so rad. See, they did do a good thing where they didn't really show him smash. That was like all he smashed when he left the zoo. It's not like he wrecked all these cops and stuff, because that would have been... Then it would have been like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't kill people right away.
Yeah. Build up to it. Build up to the ferry.
Right. Do it on a plane.
Why would you bring, again, just like Kong, when they bring him on a boat, it's like, don't do that! Oh, that scene is super awesome, that whole plane scene. And, yep, there we go.
That's our dude.
Oof, that's our dude. I'm sure he's great in other stuff, but... There we go, Negan. That's my favorite! The wolf swoops around just to crash through the building at Dwayne Johnson. It's only there to be awesome, and I'm completely okay with it. Like, look at this stuff. The wolf has, like, porcupine spikes. Let's go save the world. Or, you know, just Chicago. Right. I guess the world would be screwed.
Well, you know the next one is World Tour, so.
There you go. I do know that, yeah, but that's no fun. Oh, man, The Rock is so good. That shot was awesome, too, with the... Here we... You okay? Ready to do this, buddy? See, I wish they didn't show that in the trailer, because that gives away everything. Now there's literally no surprises in this movie.
Yeah.
It's still a ton of fun.
This does do this movie, and there's really no way around it, but one of my pet peeves is when something is clearly... like immune to whatever you're using to attack them, and then you continue to do that. Like, it's just so you don't have any other plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, oh, the crocodile, it's immune. Keep doing it.
Yeah, you're just wasting all of your stuff. For when, like, maybe later, potentially when it's weaker, you could use it. I don't know.
Well,
but it's at full strength, you're not going to do anything.
I mean, I guess what else do you do? You just sit there and go,
I don't know.
Let's do the thing.
Develop a plan. Because it survived so many things. It survived falling out of a plane. When that building collapsed, all three animals survived the building collapsing.
Let's get into some of these action sequences so we can really dive into some of the more fun moments. Oh, actually, you know, we'll save that for a minute. It's a really funny clip with The Rock. He is so good at being, like, faux egotistical, but still charming. Like, when he pretends like he's, like, super full of himself, when you can tell he's just a super nice dude.
Yeah.
Basically, Dwayne Johnson, if you're listening, I want to be your best friend. Let's hang out. Let's, like,
I have a best friend, Dwayne, so, like, maybe top five.
I mean, I have a I'm one of those people where I have several best friends, and Renee thinks that's weird.
No, it's not weird.
My wife thinks that's weird. I'm like, I'm not going to... I can't just choose one.
I don't rank people in my life.
And she also gets weird when sometimes I'm like, that's my friend. She's like, it's more like an acquaintance. I'm like, oh, come on.
No, it's my friend.
It's my friend.
Yeah.
When was the last time you hung out with him? Doesn't matter.
That's not how I define friendship.
No.
I define it by a connection we have.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
We are the two best friends that ever graced the stage. Anyways, so let's get into this. So the first scene in space is pretty harrowing and awesome.
Yes. And surprising.
Yeah, I was not
to be honest.
That wasn't in the trailer, at least. Like, it's crazy. There's this, she's in a ton of stuff. I can't remember her name. She was in Jawbreakers and a bunch of other movies. She's great.
Rampage.
And Rampage. Yeah. Because I've seen her in so much, I didn't expect her to bite it in the first scene. Yeah. I was like, oh man, that's how you start a movie.
Yeah.
Get a well-known face and immediately kill her off.
Hey, we need you for one day.
They pulled a Scream on us, Drew Barrymore. So it's a super intense space scene. She's in this station. They're doing a test up in space because it's too dangerous on Earth. There's this creepy-ass giant rat flying because the gravity's all messed up.
Which we don't see right away. The first thing we see is just dead bodies floating around in zero gravity.
This movie's surprisingly violent, too, but in a not graphic way. They show it in the background a lot.
Sure.
Just like hands floating in space and like limbs. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So anyways, keep going. What were you saying?
So we just see the bodies and we see like the aftermath of what clearly has just happened. And she's trying to escape. She's trying to get to the escape pod and she isn't able to open the door and she calls back into Earth and Malin Ackerman.
Yeah.
I presume got on the phone with her and says, can't come back. Can't come back till you bring the samples. I don't know if they ever tell us what they plan to use this development for.
They were trying to weaponize it. I mean, they were basically the problem is I had such a difficult time focusing on any of the scenes when the bad guys were up because I was just like more annoyed than paying attention.
I mean, it wasn't super well defined. Like, they didn't have any contacts with the army or the government or anything like that.
It just seemed like they liked playing God a little bit. And, sure. And I think that what they were going to do is show the potential of what they could do and then cure it and save the city kind of thing.
Right.
Is what they were doing with the signal, maybe.
Right.
I forget. Future viewings, I'll know.
Yeah.
When we see it in MX4D.
But yeah. but the whole point of me saying that is that it does, I guess it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. You don't care. You just want a loose thread to follow to watch stuff get destroyed.
They've developed this thing where they can put, it's CRISPR, they make the point. They're adjusting the DNA of these animals.
I don't know why it's called CRISPR.
Inserting, it's an acronym of something, I think.
To me, it just sounds like some sort of cereal that's trying to like...
It does sound that way.
Like, hey, forget Rice Krispies. We got CRISPR. We're CRISPer than Rice Krispies.
Ooh. I think...
CRISPRer?
CRISPR the gene. Is it a gene or is it like a...
CRISPR the friendly barbecuing ghost instead of Casper? That was terrible. Can we move on from that one?
No, let's stew on it.
Let's stew on it. Let's really unpack that terrible joke.
Yeah.
And let's just let it sit here on a table like a swag bag full of garbage.
I don't know if I would attend a barbecue being held by a ghost.
Would they cook human food or like...
I assume they're human.
Spectral food.
Probably human food. They're former humans.
It'd have to be a poltergeist then, because they'd have to be actually able to move stuff.
Totally true.
Because otherwise it'd just be like, how would they pick up the spatula? All the burgers would burn. How would they get the burgers on the grill?
So we have a lot of logistics to work out here.
Yes, anyways, moving on. So the space scene's awesome.
Yeah.
She narrowly gets the samples. This creepy rat that they smartly show in just kind of shadows.
Yes.
So you don't fully get a glimpse of the monster yet. And it's scratching at it. It's kind of an intense scene. And you think she's cool. And then, like you said, in the 3 minutes thing, the escape pod shoots off. And as she's like, cool, I'm good. Everything's blowing up. I'm going back to Earth. She gets incinerated in space.
Yes. Yes. Somehow the samples still have enough speed to get back down to Earth through the atmosphere.
And only break open once George... walks up to it.
Right, right. They're indestructible, but if you walk up to it and touch it, then
the motion sensor.
Yeah, yeah.
To release.
I'm sure that's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It's very technologically advanced.
So we went into detail about The Rock and George's relationship, which is awesome. And I love the middle finger gag, which comes back later. We'll get into.
Yeah.
And then...
It is also funny to me, like, how much unnecessary sign language he's taught these gorillas.
They know a lot.
They know a lot of stuff that they would never need to know. Yeah. Like, at some point later in the movie, when George is, like, recovered and he's teaming up with George, he's like, you ready to go kick some ass? It's like, why did you teach George how to say you're ready to go kick some ass? He's a gorilla and you want him to be calm at all times. Like, why would you teach him that?
All right, this time, remember when we talked about kicking some ass?
Yeah.
It reminds me of the first time I ever saw a gorilla signing was in Congo, which we should talk about.
Yeah.
That movie terrified me as a kid.
Sure.
There's a specific moment where a guy comes running at Laura Linney and he is covered in blood and he falls down. And then the gorilla, I think, throws like his lungs at her or something, like one of his organs. And I remember being like, if that was his lungs, how is he screaming? But still being freaked out by it.
Sure.
I don't know. I'll have to revisit and see if it's actually his lungs. But so then the next action sequence that happens, we'll just go to each. There's like four or five in the movie. When George breaks out of the San Diego Zoo. And we already, that's pretty much in the trailer.
Yeah,
where he just basically smashes out, gets pissed.
They've so
gets tranked.
So The Rock, as soon as like he starts ripping out of his cage, because he's hungry and that's why he rips out, right? Mm-hmm. As soon as he starts.
Metabolism is like.
Yeah, it's going nuts.
Yeah. He's on like quadruple steroids.
The Rock is like, call the police. And then as soon as he jumps over the fence and the police come, he's like, no, 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 back up.
I immediately regret this.
What he said. And the police are on the ground are like, yeah, yeah, all right, you seem to have this under control. And then the helicopter comes in and starts shooting. And that's when George goes nuts.
Yeah. And then he gets tranked pretty quickly. We get introduced to Jeffrey Dean Morgan. They're in the sky in the plane. And that's when he's like, you shouldn't have brought this gorilla on a plane.
So, and we also, we missed our introduction to the wolf.
Oh,
also,
the wolf scene is awesome.
When the mercenaries are down on the ground and they're hunting him.
The wolf scene is so fun.
And the wolf, like, they think they shot him up.
What's that dude's name? I'm going to look him up while you talk.
And then they hear rustling sounds and they sort of like make a tight circle.
Joe Manganiello.
Sure.
He's the guy who is the main soldier guy.
Yep.
Oh, Marley Shelton was the doctor in the beginning. But yeah,
there it is.
Manganiello, he's in a ton of stuff. And so I thought he was going to be like the main bad guy. Nope. He gets
sure wasn't
straight up. That's another scene where it remind this movie in a lot of. Now, before anybody freaks out, it's not as good as Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park is a perfect film. But there were moments that reminded me of, like, dinosaur attacks of Jurassic Park. Like, the wolf scene where it's just, like, sneaking up on him. It's this giant wolf sneaking up on him in the woods. And then all of a sudden somebody just gets snatched up and then, like, thrown around a bit and eaten.
Yeah.
It was just, the creature kills were really fun. And I feel like movies lately... The violence level is similar to, it's like on par with the violence in Jurassic Park, where it's not too much, but it's enough where you actually feel like these creatures are a danger because you've seen them tear things apart. And I feel like sometimes in these kind of movies, they kind of pull back and you're like, you're not in, the stakes aren't there. Like this, right. I was like, these things are shredding people. There's stakes.
Right. And it's, yeah, and it sets it up right away with the space thing, the rat has, like, the first shot of the movie is the dead person.
I would
like,
almost,
okay, so there are stakes.
I would almost say if you have kids, it could be a little freaky for some kids too young. You
sure. Know,
some of the stuff. But yeah, then...
Or if you want to expose your kids right away, bring them.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
I went to the Raid 2 back in the day, that super violent Thai action film, and there was a four-year-old with her parents, so...
So there you go. I went to see 8 Mile in theaters, and a parent had their 5-year-old kid, and...
No.
Yeah, and, like, as we were in the lobby on the way out of the movie, I was walking to the bathroom, and I heard the parent be like, that movie was terrible. And I was like, you probably would have liked it if you hadn't had your 5-year-old there.
You probably, go to a Mommy and Me screening next time. Don't do that.
You didn't enjoy the factory sex scene? All right, anyway.
Explain to your 5-year-old what that meant.
Yeah, why'd she lick her hand, Mom? I don't know.
Also, that sex scene happened so quick, it's physically impossible
it's
for them
so
to...
fast.
I remember watching that and being like, no one in the history of the world has ever had
and
sex
And I was
like
good, so I'm good. Nice.
Perfect.
This is what people are expecting. Great.
This is what everyone expects. So, let's show this clip real quick of Dwayne Johnson kind of being self-deprecating. It's funny. This one, the iPhone one that you have right there. It's only a minute. Here we go.
My brand new badass trailer for Rampage. And when I say badass, I'm talking about badass.
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Those monsters don't stop, Big Daddy. Roll the clip.
Monsters don't stop, Big Daddy.
Someone's mutating animals into monsters.
Crazy, brown, bald-headed, tattooed man running for his mother effing life.
You can put up the graphic, I'm running for my life. Come on, dude. The world is watching this. I'm the most badass movie star on the planet, all right? I got a reputation to protect. Now show the other clip, the No Fear clip, dude.
Yeah, show that No Fear clip.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, shit. Just, you're going to have the time of your life. Enjoy Rampage.
See, and then he shows you at the end. He shows that smile where you know he's just playing.
Oh, classic.
Come on!
Classic rock.
Tell me he's not the most charming action star on the planet.
Classic
he's
rock.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Show that clip. I love that he's just... The Rock is so cool. He can do an official... That's an official Warner Brothers promo.
Yeah.
Where they were just like, hey, Dwayne, can you just... Hey, while you're in the middle of your workout...
Yeah, in between lifts.
Don't even frame it like a real trailer. Just like, you know, like, why don't do it widescreen.
Yeah, someone tell The Rock that he needs to turn his phone horizontal.
Like, they're like, don't horizontal it. Just do it vertical, whatever you want. Kind of weird angle. Just as long, like where your pecs look even more insanely huge than normal. Like,
it would have been great. The only thing that would have made this better is if the first clip of him talking to camera, he had forgotten to reverse the camera. And it was just like the gym. His personal gym.
But come on. That's when you know you're a badass, like he said. When you can do that for something that gets millions of hits.
Do you think when he got that chest tattoo, he got it with the idea that it would at some point expand? And he was like, I'd like a really detailed tattoo, but I want you to shrink it right now on me so that when I bulk up, it's going to be huge.
Like, at what point? I don't even know how that works.
I don't know.
Like, the physical nature of tattoos growing when you get that ripped.
I need someone who makes magic eye to do my tattoos.
Imagine this being this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what we could do? You and I could both get matching tattoos, work out super hard, and never look like that.
Great, let's do
Perfect, let's do that. I'm yeah. So anyways, now we the plane scene happens where George, the signal goes off. He starts tearing apart the plane. He's throwing soldiers like through the cockpit, and which, by the way, a whole lot goes on before the two pilots are like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Whoops. What's that? I just thought people were having a rowdy party back. I mean, I guess they are carting a giant gorilla, so they maybe they're like, yeah, that's probably nothing.
I guess. It's also like, you got to focus on flying the plane.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't concern yourself with the riffraff. Yeah.
It's OGA, other government agency back there.
You have trained officers in the back.
It's Negan, the agent. Agent Negan yes. back there. You yes. got this covered, all yes. right? He's got Lucille, his bat. I hate Negan so much. Why do you do this to us? I actually had to stop watching Walking Dead for a little while. I'm like 27 episodes or 20 episodes behind.
Oh, that's a lot of episodes.
Negan was too...
You're never going to catch up.
Negan was too stressful for me. I didn't finish last season. Anyways, I just went through like a post-traumatic stress.
Yeah, you sure did.
When he kills two of the characters of the bat, I was just like, I can't do this. Yeah. Can't anymore.
Yeah.
But anyways, that scene's crazy. The Rock, they have the Save the Cat moment where Jeffrey Dean Morgan, at first you think is kind of a bad guy. You think he's going to be this like swaggery douchebag OGA guy. And then he flies and conveniently gets latched onto some like a cargo thing.
Sure.
Instead of flying out of the plane.
Right.
And The Rock.
He's unconscious,
yeah. But his wrist got strapped yes. in conveniently.
Yes.
And The Rock puts a parachute on him and saves his life.
Yeah. He climbs up the plane against the pressure of the open plane.
Because he's The Rock.
And we forgot the moment where he was zip-tied and just released himself from the yes! zip ties.
So good. That reminded me of the moment in Furious 7 where he goes, Daddy's got to go to work, and breaks his cast off by flexing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, only The Rock can get away with that, where instead of going, what? In the movie, I think both of us like cheered almost. You're yeah. like, yeah! I don't know how many times... I'm so interested to know if it was annoying sitting next to me, because I get... My wife goes with me to movies a lot, and I get so into stuff like this where I'm like, yeah, like I'm not like that loud, but I'm like, oh yeah, like I'm vocal.
Yeah, no, it was fun. There was like a definite moment where we were prepping for the Chicago standoff, where you went from reclined in your seat to sitting up yeah. in your seat and like had both arms in front of you, fist clenched, like here we effing go. So that was a lot of fun.
It's like watching it with a child. Yeah. That's what it is. It's yeah. like the joyful magic of watching a movie with a child.
It really is.
It's so fun. So, yeah, I mean, George, yeah, he's wrecking people in the plane. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, the plane crashes. Only the three of them that parachuted. And they're like, hey, at least we survived. No, but, I mean, what do we want in that moment? Them to mention all the... 20 other people on the plane that
have
were...
have the funeral for the rest of the people. Like, all right, yeah. Well, I guess we got to dig some graves.
It'd be so dark. It'd be so messed up.
A different movie, for sure.
So, like, that kind of stuff. Where, yeah, you can poke holes in the logic there, but it's a fun action scene. You're not there to be like, wait a minute, George just killed that person. You're just there to see
right. And, wreckage. Like, the saving grace of that particular scene, even though he killed all those people, he didn't kill the people maliciously. He was being out of his control, yeah. like yeah. sonar led to Chicago.
Which, and by the way, that sonar can go far.
I guess, apparently. Yeah. Yeah, all over the world.
Everywhere. How did they even know where it landed?
In all directions.
That's what it was. They wanted, because the sample was in their blood, they wanted to kill the creatures, and then they said that while everybody was cleaning up, they were going to get samples of it to get their
great
the thing back.
Sure,
because they didn't have
they're unkillable. They made unkillable monsters.
Those samples were the only in existence, right. So they needed that to be able to weaponize. Again, I don't know if they're trying to weaponize animals, because then just like in Jurassic World, where Vincent D'Onofrio's character wanted to weaponize raptors, I was like, that's a no one thinks that's a good idea.
Right.
Because you can't control that.
Right.
That's a terrible idea. So if their end goal was to weaponize giant creatures,
who seems
like a world ending
scenario.
Who they've
admittedly made aggressive and indestructible.
How do you control that?
You can't.
Unless they were trying to weed that out. the aggressiveness.
Well, they figured out how to get an antidote for it.
Yeah.
For just the aggressiveness.
For just the aggressiveness. Which, that's my favorite part. I think you and I both cracked up at that moment where they're like, all right, it is a cure. It won't shrink him, but it'll take out all his aggression. And it's like, yeah!
Yeah. I mean, there were a couple of moments where it was like, okay.
The scientist, we talked about that, how she really handles some of the more extreme moments, like we'll get to the building crash, but the several moments where they shouldn't have survived, she's like, I can't believe we survived that. Or like, she comments on it in a way that's tongue-in-cheek and funny.
Yeah, they showed it in the trailer where they're hanging out of the airplane, and she's like, we're going to die. And
probably.
He's like, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were just unnecessary moments. We talked about it afterwards where they're looking for the antidote. And they get into the lab, and she's like, it could be anywhere. There it is.
She literally turns around and goes, there!
There!
And then they go into the lab and they're like, where is it? Look for this with these letters. And then she goes...
And The Rock moves over to the fridge, opens the fridge,
and immediately
goes, here it is!
But then you and I said, what do you want them to, like, take a 10-minute sequence trying to find it? But you brought up a better point.
Yeah, no, she just has to know where it is. Like, when she gets in there, just be like, I know where it is.
Yeah.
Don't be like, it could be anywhere.
There
it is.
Although, for this movie, I think it kind of works and it's hilarious that it's that easy.
Yeah, I mean, it also, like, would have worked if they had just known where it was.
So
you know what I mean?
There's a little bit of for me, the pacing on this movie is great. They introduce the monsters. There's enough of teases of monsters. It's not like the Godzilla movie, which I did really like the Godzilla remake, but... Or we talked about Pacific Rim Uprising, where, like, there's some cool battles in both those movies, and then the very end, the big battle kind of lets you down. And that's, like, this one... So I was nervous when... that's probably why I sat up. Like, oh God, please don't pull a Pacific Rim Uprising on me. Because I liked all the battles leading up to the final battle in Pacific Rim Uprising. And then I was really disappointed by that one. This battle, I liked everything leading up. And this was like one of the coolest monster battles I've seen in a while.
And it was a full like half an hour battle.
Yeah, like, it wasn't like even... It was the longest monster attack scene I've seen. I think I may have ever seen. I don't want to be too... I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, Transformers action scenes go on longer, but they get boring. You get, like, numb. This changed it up a lot.
So this was interesting because the dynamics changed. Because at first, they're just trying to get to the top of the building. And so the people there are trying to save people.
Yeah.
And then when they get the antidote to George, then everything, like, the sonar goes off, and then the animals turn on each other.
Yeah.
And there's still two aggressive animals, but one animal who's fighting four people.
Yeah, and so let's just I want to show the Japanese trailer in a minute, so I'm glad you have that queued up. But so the setup of this, they're going through. I mean, George and the wolf are there first, and they're just like tossing Humvees, throwing things through buildings. That scene you saw in the trailer where the awesome Dave and Buster's placement, where George just goes and rips the Dave and Buster's down, which there is a Rampage game exclusively available at Dave and Buster's.
There is.
I gotta go play.
And I told you after the movie, I thought that particular image was put into Dave and Buster's commercials just to promote Dave and Buster's, but no. Dave and Buster's sign is in the movie.
Full on.
Yeah.
Full on. Mm-hmm. In full glory. And then, man, how much time do we have left, Steve? I can't tell with the trailer up. Let me see. How much time do we have? I'll wait for it. Okay, cool. So they're wrecking stuff, and then the crocodile, like we said, knocks over the ferry, and just there's the scene where it eats the plane that you see in the trailer, which is bananas.
Yeah.
Awesome. And the climbing up the building scene is probably the closest thing to the video game. I don't know why I said the video game exists. It's not a theoretical video game. I know how to use quotation marks, unlike some people in power who tweet a lot. Yeah. just at that moment, I didn't.
Got it.
And since I've used them since then, I'm not using them literally.
But now you're just quoting yourself. You're making a reference. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the building climb is awesome because you have The Rock and... forget her name. She's awesome. She was Moneypenny in the Naomi Harris. She's great. They're in peril. They're trying to get this antidote, the easiest antidote to find, as the building's like shaking. The Malin Ackerman getting eaten by George. I don't know if we went into it in detail, but she gets tossed up, and in slow motion, they show her full-on fall in George's mouth and get swallowed.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
And we talked about this one also, because they assumed, in doing this, they assumed that George was going to eat her.
He hasn't eaten a single person the entire movie.
He hasn't eaten anyone, and he's been around people the whole time, and he's never once tried to eat anyone.
And their big thing is they put the antidotes in her purse and say, feeding a monster to a monster, and shove her. Like you said, assuming
what was gonna, like, that he wasn't just gonna smash her.
Imagine if that happened and all the antidote just leaked out.
Oh, damn.
Oh, George!
We need George to lick the top of this building
George,
before.
George, come here. Yeah. George, lick this.
First, I have to dig a grave for Malin Ackerman.
Lick this. Yeah. I don't know what the sign for licking is.
That was it.
Is.
No, you did it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So George eats the antidote, and then the alligator crocodile creature is destroying the building and it's like its structural integrity.
Yeah.
And the crocodile, we also forgot to mention that they have different, George is just the albino gorilla but bigger, but the alligator character has like a weird stegosaurus tail that's like a weapon he can use, where it has like a ball with bones sticking out of it.
It was like, which one got the porcupine?
The wolf got the porcupine hair and shot that out at one point.
And also could fly.
It was a flying wolf.
Right.
Which, like we said in the trailer, the wolf leaves the rock to then just circle back and smash through a building, just be like, what's up? Not only can I fly, I can smash through this building, no problem.
And then they rap battled.
They did. They rap battled. Yeah. It was great. But the building collapse is awesome.
Yes.
And they survive it by getting in a helicopter that has the back end of it torn off.
Right.
And the rock basically hovers above the building as it's falling. I think in my brain, I just accepted it. I was like, yeah, sure, that could happen.
Right.
That could work.
Right.
I don't know if it could or not, but in the world of this movie, I bought it. Which usually there's something that happens that's so silly. Like even San Andreas, there was one point where there's this tidal wave coming and they ride the boat straight up it and launch over. Mm-hmm. And you're kind of like, no, 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 if that's really possible.
Yeah.
But this I bought way more.
Yeah. And I don't know why. I mean,
because earthquakes are more realistic than giant monsters.
But he said as they got in the helicopter, it's like riding an avalanche.
Yeah. So I went, okay,
sure.
No, I've never done that, but I can.
Sure.
I'll just assume.
It seems like, you know, people survive avalanches.
So
I guess
they crash in the building. George gets up. He's better now.
Mm-hmm.
The croc or alligator, one of the two. I'm gonna get nailed for this one, I'm sure.
Yep.
And the wolf are bad still. They trick the wolf into charging, and then Alley Croc just bites the wolf and then rips the head off eats the head.
Yeah,
and it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Again, that's where Pacific Rim failed on the monster gore. Like,
yes.
Ripping the head off of the wolf and eating it's awesome. Having a Jaeger crash into a monster and just fall over, boring.
Yeah. I would love to see them have to deal with the carnage of that wolf. So, like, afterwards, after everything calmed down, they'd be like, well, I guess we got to get this.
How do you clean it up?
2,000-pound wolf body out of here.
What do you do? You get the world's largest chainsaws and just start hacking it up and making a barbecue?
Ghost barbecue?
Ghost barbecue. So then it's the big showdown between George and Alley Croc and The Rock. And they actually, at first when we were watching it, I was like, how is The Rock going to, because he's badass, but like, how is he going to be useful in this monster fight? But they figure out ways where like he distracts them with the grenade launcher.
Mm-hmm.
He throws a belt of grenades into its like gills.
Yep.
And so there are ways that, and there's a ton of times where you think Alley Croc is dead and comes back. And every time I was like, if it's dead right now, I'm going to be so pissed. And then it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then how does it die in the end, finally?
Is that the one where he staked him?
Yes! And it's so good!
Yeah, yeah.
Explain it. I just got so excited.
Well, no, you go ahead. You're fired up.
No, you go.
So,
do we got a couple minutes so I can show the Japanese trailer, or we get hard out?
I'll give you an extra.
Perfect.
Okay. I don't remember but I remember George gets pinned and then
you think he's dead.
Yeah, and he rips the stake out of his body, jumps
off camera.
Yeah. Jumps.
Because The Rock is in a helicopter and he's about to get eaten by Alley Croc.
Yes.
Yes.
George jumps into the air,
so good.
Comes down on him with the stake into the brain.
As it turns and gets him right in the eye.
Yeah, right through the eye into the brain.
And then full on digs in.
Yeah.
And it's epic.
Yes.
It's so good. And then done. Dunzo.
Yeah.
Dunzo Washington right there.
And then we have some fun with sense of humor again. George's sense of humor.
Where you think, we should just say it. It's fine. Spoiler, yeah. Spoiler. You think George is dead.
Yes.
And then he flicks off Dwayne Johnson because that was their thing in the beginning. And it's a really fun payoff
To that. And then, callback joke. And then he uncomfortably alludes to the sexual chemistry between Dwayne and Naomi and gives him a little like one of these
and he's like no hey, and then he goes it. Good job
yeah
and then they walk off like nobody the best thing is that they just walk off into the sunset like a 90s action film and now we could have a sequel where George is where I think they say like where are we gonna put him we'll find out in
World Tour.
Let's play the Japanese trailer real quick because it's only like a minute and it's fantastic. I just love the yelling Japanese narration. We can skip ahead from when The Rock is done talking. Yeah, right there. Perfect. Play that shit.
Trouble.
My favorite is just how yelly. Get ready. Hold on. It's going to happen. I just like all the really aggressive Japanese language characters. Wait, where's the VO?
Oh, this was a different one, I guess. There you go.
Let's go save the world.
Wait.
There's something in the river.
I love it. I wish that was...
I was just thinking.
Rampagey!
Right now is a giant crocodile.
Oh, it's a crocodile. Boom.
Crocodile! Wait, can we play that again where the monster's coming out in just the last 5 seconds? It's so good.
It's a giant crocodile.
Like, tell me that doesn't get you. I wish our trailers were more like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they say it with the words, but why can't we have a voiceover going, see this movie? The Rock is awesome!
I hope that's what he was saying.
The Rock fights! Yeah. Anyways, we've been talking Rampage. Let us know if you saw Rampage, and I hope you did, or else we ruined the entire movie for you.
Sorry.
Go see it. It's awesome. If you did see it, let us know what you thought. Tweet at us what your favorite moment in the action scenes were, what else in theaters coming up you'd like us to see. If you like this theater format, don't worry. We're not only going to do this, but if you like it, let us know, and we'll keep doing it every once in a while. We're thinking once a month we'll go to the movies.
Sure.
Yeah, and start throwing out some old school suggestions. I know Navy SEALs was one of them. But anyways, until next time, where can they find you, Jesse?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Too Much Jesse, and for sketch at The Prom Losers.
You can find me at The Ben Begley on Twitter and Instagram. And also, a really quick thing that would help us out is if you could go and write a review on iTunes, it helps our exposure on iTunes. And it's been a little bit since we've got a review on there. So if you like the show, go on iTunes, review it, rate it on YouTube, follow us and all that good stuff, because it just helps get more exposure for Guilty Movie Pleasures. And people need this in their lives. Until next time, what is your Guilty Movie Pleasure?
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.